Can I share just a little story with you, an experience I had last night? I woke up pretty early, earlier than I wanted to, and I was worried. I was anxious. I was even gripped a little bit by fear, and it was around money. I was like, oh no, what if we commit to that project? It's going to require us to spend a little bit of money. It's an investment. It's something I deeply want to do. It's going to make a big difference in my life, but it's going to cost money. What if we commit to that? And the guys are coming to start on it tomorrow. And what if everything falls apart? Right? What if the business doesn't go the way I said I hoped? And what if we can't? What if the money doesn't come through for a scholarship? Or, you know, like I started catastrophizing while I was laying in bed. And then I was reminded that right now I have no problems. Can I afford to invest this money for this project? Yes. It's such an interesting question though. Can I afford? Because there's always demands for the future. You know what I mean? Like, can I afford? Well, yes. Does that mean like I have access to capital right now? Yes. And then you start catastrophizing. Well, but what if in 20 years? What if in 6 months? And it's so interesting to realize that those are just problems, that a problem is just a set of circumstances. And I talked about this a couple episodes ago. That may or may not, the problem is just an event that may or may not happen in the future. And I have no problem right now. I was also thinking about the past. So the future is full of worry or excitement. Either way, it's excitement about things that may or may not happen. It's worry about things that may or may not happen, right? And the past is regrets for things that did happen, replaying them over and over. Both the past and the future are the thieves of now. Because right now, everything's great. I'm looking out the window, the sun is shining, I'm doing work that feels meaningful to me. I'm connecting with people all over the world who've sent notes, with readers and listeners, and I'm recording audio like this that two of you will listen to. There's more than two. It feels great. I have no problem right now. No problem right now. So I find myself coming back in the morning, this morning, to just back to my breath. Right here, right now, because there's no problems right now. Cheers.